time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, not too bad. What do you think we'll be talking about this morning?
Probably some closings and cancellations.
Probably the same thing we've been talking about for quite a while now. Got the weather trifecta this morning. Snow, wind, and bitter cold. Aren't we the lucky ones? You got that ticket at the track?
Yeah.
That's a trifecta.
What were the odds on that one?
Yeah, that's a trifecta you don't want to win. Unfortunately, that's what we sit at this morning. We'll talk about that here just a little bit. First, though, I want to turn things over to Brett. He wants to help you keep warm indoors. Hey, you got here today. How are you this morning?
You bet.
Tell us about Camblin's.
Nice and warm in our store. Imagine a furnace that not only makes you feel perfectly comfortable, but also makes you feel even better about your decision month after month. That's the power of the new Lennox SLP98V. At 98.2% efficient, it's the most efficient furnace you can buy. Because it's engineered to be virtually silent, even at full capacity, it's the quietest furnace you can buy. Lennox and Camblin Plumbing and Heating are proud to offer this furnace in our lineup. For an in-home estimate, give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Might as well dive right in here and get you updated on everything that's going on here, or not going on in many cases here around the Nishna Valley this morning. First, let's take a look at that school list today. We have a bunch of schools that have canceled classes for today. Atlantic is canceled for today. Bedford is no school today. Cam also has canceled classes for today. Clarinda, Creston, East Mills, they've all canceled for today. Fremont Mills and Griswold have canceled classes today. The Nishnabotna, Nottoway Valley, and Orient Maxburg school districts are closed today. Red Oak is closed. Riverside canceled classes for today. Southwest Valley, that's Villisca and Corning, they've canceled today. Stanton and Trainer both have canceled today. West Central Valley, that's the Stewart area, they've canceled for today as well. Also locally, Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool is closed. Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool is closed. Atlantic Head Start also shut down for the day. Now, we do have some other late starts here around the area. Adair Casey will be starting classes 2 hours late today. AHST had a 2-hour late start already scheduled for today. Audubon has a 2-hour late start today, and there'll be no early dismissal for professional development. Bowyer Valley Schools are 2 hours late. Charter Oak U, 2-hour late start today. Exira EHK, also a 2-hour late start today. A 2-hour late start for Guthrie Center today. IKM Manning also will have a 2-hour late start. Harlan is running 2 hours late this morning with no transitional kindergarten. Panorama, a 2-hour late start. Prescott, also a 2-hour late start with no early dismissal. Shelby County Catholic Schools will be running 2 hours late today. Tri-Center has a 2-hour late start. Underwood, a 2-hour late start. Walnut, also with a 2-hour late start. And Woodbine, a 2-hour late start for today. Also, Southwestern Community College will have a 2-hour late start today. That means classes will start at 9:40 this morning. The offices will open at 9:30, and their blood drive there today has been delayed from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. will be the time for that today. Those are some of your school notes from around the area here this morning. We do have some other activities and things that been put on the back burner today. The YMCA is telling us there'll be no exercise classes at the Atlantic YMCA today. TLC is open today. They say that you should bring a sack lunch and a swimsuit. That seems like an odd combination. You're supposed to wait an hour before you swim after eating,
well,
right?
Well, maybe you're going to eat after you swim.
That could be. That would be a smart thing to do. Business closings today, too. We have the Anita Medical Center closed today. CCMH Cardiac Rehab Department is closed today as well. The Atlantic Senior Center, there'll be no lunch for today. No congregate meals or home-delivered meals in Audubon or Exira for today. Also, the Greenfield Congregate Meals site is closed for today. We also have some church notes for you. The First United Methodist Church in Atlantic will not have their noon Bible study today. Also, a note from Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic today. Mass at the Allen House Assisted Living Community in Atlantic for today. That also has been canceled. And just a reminder, of some of the snow ordinances that are in effect for some of the area communities. Griswold, Clarinda, Corning, Glenwood, Prescott, Shenandoah, Sydney, they've all reported emergency snow ordinances are in effect. So be aware of all of those things today as well. Those of you who live in those communities are probably well aware of the circumstances regarding those types of issues too with the emergency snow ordinances. And we are constantly updating our cancellations page at KJAN.com, so you may want to check that out. And if you think you've checked it out recently, you may want to refresh that page or keep going back to it because we keep getting changes here. You just put some new ones on there?
One other quick note here for you. The Atlantic Medical Center called to let folks know they are open today. So the Anita Center is closed, but Atlantic is open.
All right, very good. Well, the reason for all that, as you probably know by looking outside this morning, would be the weather conditions, the snowfall that we had. It wasn't anything like what folks were talking about. We heard numbers of a foot, foot and a half, 2 feet of snow late last week. Folks were talking about that this was going to be something that was going to shut us down for a week. Well, it wasn't anything like that, not even close. But still, that wind out there is going to cause problems. You know, a lot of the crews have been out most of the night, actually, and some, a lot of the main roads and the highways and things have been relatively well cleared this morning at one time. Problem is they just can't they can't keep up with it, especially those east-west roads, because that north wind is blowing that snow back across it so fast that it drifts up. And if you're traveling out through some of the rural areas, or if you live in some of the rural areas, be prepared, because you might be driving down a road that may seem relatively clean, and then all of a sudden find a pretty large snowdrift out there. There are some of those out there. So be aware of those conditions this morning if you're heading out, especially before that sun really takes effect here this morning. I noticed when it was dark out this morning, it's kind of tough to see those streetlights, even in town. The streetlights don't light very well. The street I live on, well, it rarely ever gets plowed. We're always the last to get plowed.
I thought my street was that one.
Well, they must go to yours right before or after mine. We're both on the last end of the list, but our street wasn't plowed this morning, and it was one of those mornings where I backed out of the driveway and turned my car around in the driveway so I could get a good running start, because I don't sit very high and I don't want to get stuck in the middle of the street somewhere. So just get a good run going out of there and see if I can make it down the road. Fortunately, the first drift I hit was a little bit further down the street, so at least I had a good ball of steam going there. But but once I got over onto some of the other streets there, they were cleaned off. They're still slippery, though. It's a little icy underneath there. We picked up about 3 inches of snow here. 3 inches is the actual official total that we report to the Weather Service, is what we had here. But, you know, you can find spots where there's nothing. Mm-hmm. And then you can find spots where there's like a foot or more, because of the way the wind has been blowing everything around. It's really difficult to measure snowfall amounts on days like this. So we have our process that the Weather Service wants us to follow, but a lot of times it is a very well-educated, but an educated guess. But there are plenty of other snowfall totals around the area. And really, when you heard some of those people saying, oh, a foot, foot and a half, 2 feet, you know, I don't know where they were hearing that, but that was the word that was bouncing around. As I said, nowhere near that. The biggest snowfall amounts we can find around the state are all in the lower part of the state this morning. You're looking at maybe 6, 6.5 inches would be the high end for a lot of places. Ottumwa, that area had 6.5. Red Oak reported 6. Corridon also had 6 inches of snow. Those are some of the larger amounts that we saw. Osceola reported 4.5 inches of snow. There was 4 inches in Council Bluffs. Also, some places in the Des Moines area got some decent snowfall amounts, too, for this storm. Dallas Center, Clive, downtown Des Moines all reported 4 inches of snow. And then you start getting into the 3.5 to 3-inch rates. And again, that's a lot of the areas around the Des Moines metro, and then a lot of places further south through those southern couple, two or three tiers of counties. So that's kind of what it was, pretty consistent for the snowfall around the area. But again, the problem isn't so much the snow, it's the fact that the wind continues to blow it around.
Yeah, and Messina reported pretty close to what we have here at the station. They reported an additional 2 inches during the day yesterday, so they're up to about 3.5 inches there for this storm total. I guess it is good to remember, too, there was a little bit of snow on the ground before this started, so right. I added to it a little bit.
You bet. And we're expecting the windy conditions to continue. By the way, it's 3 below 0 right now outside. The wind chill readings are 20, 25 below this morning, so it's a pretty cool morning outside if you have to get out. We're looking for winds to be blowing up to as high as about 30 miles an hour today. So you're going to see, again, the chance of that snow continuing to blow around here today. Now, we're really not expecting much more snow here in the area. For the most part, it should be done. There is still a chance out there, but it's not a real great chance of snow. About 40% right now is the precip chance for today. But otherwise, any additional snow that might fall isn't really going to amount to much. I mean, we might get a trace to a half an inch if it snows at all again today. But it's the wind and the cold. Tonight, we're supposed to get down well below freezing again, into the teens below zero, and that's going to create even worse wind chill readings as the winds will calm a little bit overnight into tomorrow. But again, still, it's only supposed to be 9 degrees or so tomorrow for a high temperature, so you're going to see wind chills into the 20, 25 below zero range once again. So it's going to be chilly, but the blowing snow today will be really the biggest problem you're probably going to run into, because you're going to find those drifts out there. One more time, though, we'll run through those school cancellations for you. Canceled classes: Atlantic, Bedford, Cam, Clarinda, Creston, East Mills, Fremont Mills, Griswold, Nishnabotna, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Red Oak, Riverside, Southwest Valley, Stanton, Trainer, West Central Valley, all have canceled classes for today. Atlantic Jack and Jill, Atlantic Little Lambs, Atlantic Head Start, all closed today as well. Child Watch will open at 10 a.m. at Jack and Jill Preschool, by the way. And again, those late starts, we have 2-hour late starts at Adair Casey, AHST, Audubon, Bouyer Valley, Charter Oak Ute, Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Guthrie Center, IKM Manning, Harlan, Panorama, Prescott, Shelby County Catholic Schools, Tri-Center, Underwood, Walnut, and Woodbine. Those are all 2-hour late starts for today, and also Southwestern Community College with a 2-hour late start for today. Again, that list is fluid. We've changed a lot of those. We've had a lot of 2-hour late starts that began our morning only to turn into cancellations here in the last hour or so. So you might want to keep attuned to KJAN and keep checking that cancellations page at KJAN.com. Make sure you're constantly refreshing that so you're seeing the latest updated information, because things do change throughout the day and we do add quite a bit to it. We'll check that out as the day goes along here on the radio as well. I'll turn things back over to Brett. He's got to get to work. The phones are ringing at Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Here at Camlin Plumbing and Heating, we're excited to offer the smartest faucet on the market, Touch 2 technology from Delta Faucets. A faucet that you turn on or off with the touch of a finger, wrist, elbow, or whatever. It's happened to us all. Your hands are filthy and you have to grab that faucet handle and you leave it dirty or full of germs. That doesn't have to happen with a Delta Touch faucet. Touch on, touch off. At Camlin Plumbing and Heating, we can install this modern technology in one visit. No need for an electrician. Stop in and see this technology or give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 and then the Harlan area at 755-3286. Thought of the day today comes to us from Lawrence J. Peter. Fortune knocks but once, but misfortune has much more patience.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. You keep talking about all that stuff like that. Sounds like you're building George Jetson's house.
Well, some of that stuff is getting that way. There's some pretty cool stuff out there.
It is. It's pretty interesting. Yeah. Well, again, keep it tuned to KJAN. We'll keep updating you. Keep it tuned to KJAN.com as well and watch the updated listings continue for some of those area cancellations and postponements here today with the weather. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.